The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Move it up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the $100 billers.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
It's my son's hype music before basketball.
Somebody told you F out. F out of here.
Yeah, as a salty Panther fan who got his...
Salt? What the hell? Who's that? Who's a Panther fan? Is Eric a Panther fan?
No, this guy. I don't know. Eric might be.
Eric might be.
I'm sorry that there's actual empirical data that is easy to find.
Stop using Lamont's words.
Well, he didn't invent the phrase empirical data.
Kind of did. He used it about 100 times yesterday on Twitter.
Who has Cam... These are all caps. Who has Cam had to throw to? Watson has had the best receiver in the game. Cam took Ted Ginn and a pile of ships to a 15-1 season. F out of here. I'm like, why doesn't he elevate those around him now? If he's done it before, I don't understand the rest of his career why he wasn't elevating people.
He's got one of the best running. How about...
I'm sorry
Christian
it hurt
McCaffrey
your feelings.
Should have made the Pro Bowl, too, by
the
way.
I'm sorry it hurt your feelings that Cam's a little overrated. I'm sorry if it hurt your feelings. Sorry he's not Deshaun Watson. Sorry.
No, he's not. No,
you don't have the good one. You've got the bad quarterback.
Whoa.
We have the good quarterback.
Whoa.
That's right. Bad quarterback. Well, that's a little strong to call Cam a bad quarterback. But Cam's numbers look like 1991 quarterback numbers.
Where you're like, aging Steve Smith and Mike Shula as offensive coordinator.
Aging Steve Smith. Go look at Steve Smith's numbers.
Well, Steve Smith was a beast. Beast. Let's get Eric in here on ESPN 97.5.
Excuses.
What do you say, Eric?
It's a different Eric, but you just took away my fire. Cam's hadn't had anybody to throw to. I love you, Lance. I followed you at all 76 different stations you've been at. But the fact is that you were the guy that is sitting here saying, "Well, he doesn't have." Well, the fact is, he doesn't have anyone to throw to. Okay, you are not overrated as a radio talk show host because you are journeyman. I mean, you define the word journeyman when it comes to radio hosts. Okay, where are you going next, Afghanistan? Here's the thing.
If they'll pay.
You can't talk about Cam unless you talk about what he's got to throw to.
Why?
Never
well, let me ask you a question. Then no one should ever call him an elite quarterback.
Well, wait a minute.
Because let me tell you. Hold on. Pause. Pause. Let me get something in now. You want to take your journeyman shots? Let me get a shot in here. If you are going to say that a quarterback is an elite quarterback or an MVP, they elevate those around them. Don't tell me how rough the waves are. Bring the ship in. And I'm not even asking for Cam Newton to be great. And I do think you need to have targets around you without question. But that shouldn't be the excuse for every year of inaccuracy from Cam Newton. And crapping on Steve Smith's 2,000-yard seasons with Cam Newton is a little disingenuous. It's a little disingenuous.
Let me answer the question. I didn't do. I'm not that Eric. I'm a different Eric.
No, I'm not. I don't know what Eric.
I'm not calling. Hold on. I never called Cam Newton an elite quarterback.
No, I was saying in the usted. This is in the usted form.
That, he has not had anyone to throw to, and you can't talk about his
Kelvin Benjamin had a big Kelvin Benjamin, first of all, had a huge season the year that
Cam, a couple.
Yeah. Kelvin Benjamin had big seasons. Steve Smith had 2,000-yard seasons. Let's not just throw away these and act like there was nothing there. He's had good running backs since he's been there. He's had
questionable offensive lines, questionable coaching.
Well, that's no kidding. Everybody has questionable coaching. There's no fan in the world who likes their coaches. So you can't. I don't even use that anymore because every fan hates their coaching, their play calling, their offense coordinators. There's not a fan in the league who likes
it. Jason Garrett.
What's that?
Jason Garrett told me that Cam Newton hasn't had good coaching. Okay. My point is that you have to look at everything when you talk about the success of a quarterback. You don't give passes. You don't give Aaron Rodgers passes. You don't give Tom Brady passes. You have to look at everything that's around.
Exactly.
That's the only point I want to make this point.
But you look at performance, because if you are a top end, high level tier one quarterback, you have to make do with what you have and you have to still elevate and play at a high level. His inconsistencies with accuracy are his own. That is not a coaching issue. That is not a receiver issue. That was an issue coming out of college. That has been an issue throughout his career. Even when he was successful as an MVP, he didn't even hit 60%. A big part of what he does is run the football. But we cannot just give him a free pass for every misdeed or poor season or interception because of wide receivers. That's also not taking care of the ball. I watched the games. Cam Newton, for years, has made bad throws and bad decisions into coverage. That is on him. That's not a wide receiver issue.
How do you have 110 targets to your running back and are only at 60%? The majority of his throws go to Christian McCaffrey.
A lot of them do.
Which is basically, it's either check down or swing passes or a wheel or whatever it is, but it's usually a much easier pass. Mm-hmm. And he still is only a 60% thrower. Now, he's got DJ Moore and Devin Funchess, and he's had Funchess for a few years. He's got Curtis Samuel now. I agree that you got to have weapons. You know who's made do? Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson
and
turned guys.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson has not had... Now, Doug Baldwin, his turn is a
really
good.
Chris Carson was a cast off from Oklahoma State. This guy Moore, who's catching a bunch of touchdowns, yeah, who nobody is. Russell Wilson has done way more with less.
Way more with less. Well, yeah,
and I don't hear
and
anyone
continues
crying
to
for
do
him.
That.
No one cries for him. Now he's an elite quarterback. I don't think Cam's an elite quarterback. Sorry, Cam had a really good season. He deserved MVP that year. But I don't know. I feel like it's a little disingenuous to only talk about how I'm looking at 2012 right now. Steve Smith had 1,174 yards.
And we keep talking about, but Brady is amazing. When Deion Branch leaves, it's like, where did he go? You disappear. He disappeared in Seattle.
But Brady, if we're going to call him the greatest of all time,
then it's hard
one
to
of the reasons is because he has elevated others. Aaron Rodgers really didn't have much to throw to last year or this year, and he elevates. But he's
another Devontae Adams is one of the top receivers as a Pro Bowler.
Well, yeah. Now, actually, he's helped turn Devontae into one of those guys. When Devontae was hurt and he was throwing to Geronimo Allison and all the – I'm like, who are these guys?
Yeah.
And by the way, there's no mention of Greg Olsen, who has been a consistent Pro Bowler for a chunk of Cam Newton's time too. You know, guess who? We've seen Philip Rivers has had Antonio Gates and a bunch of nobodies for most of his career. Injured Keenan Allen, who ran a 4-7.
Now Keenan Allen's a good receiver.
He is a good receiver.
But he was hurt every year.
And I didn't hear a bunch of excuses when he's only thrown Antonio. Not mentioning Greg Olsen is a little disingenuous because Greg Olsen has been one of the great pass-catching tight ends in the league while Cam Newton has been there. That's just a fact.
Yep.
He didn't have any targets. 3 years he had 1,000 yards received. 1,000, 1,100, and 1,000 in three of the years Cam Newton was there. He had Steve Smith gave him 1,000 in another year, Kelvin Benjamin. That's a little played out. To say he's got no targets, he threw He had over 120 targets for three straight years to Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen had 800 or more yards receiving for five consecutive years with Cam Newton. Stop acting like that didn't happen, Eric. Please.
Mm-hmm.
That counts, too. Kind of ask ugly. Antonio Gates and ask Tony Gonzalez.
Kind of ugly in here.
That counts.
I think it's ugly. Why? Are you going to send? Are you going to send him to janky ass Subway anytime soon?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. You get mad at a listener.
Did I make a listener go to Subway one time?
Yes.
Is that what that whole thing devolved?
Yes.
No, that's just grown people talking about a quarterback.
I got no beef with
Eric. I just don't think you should.
I mean, a journeyman reference. I don't know. It was a little disrespectful.
Well, Rich Shannon was a journeyman. Was an MVP later in his career.
Yeah. Is that insulting?
A little bit disrespectful.
No, he said he goes, not your fault if you don't have anyone to work with. He said that. That was a shot at you. You just let that slide.
I'm
surprised.
Okay. We have a new sponsor for Throw Shade Thursday. You don't know nothing about. What do you know about Throw Shade Thursday?
I'm busy looking at players.
Really?
What is Throw Shade? It's the same guys from the Why don't you just call it Warehouse Radio? Does anyone ever come in other than the Warehouse?
Yeah.
We had some guys.
We had one guy.
On What's Wrong with You Wednesday yesterday. A couple.
Yeah, actually, it's growing outside the warehouse. The warehouse is, we may be nearing the end of the warehouse era. I don't know. We don't know. We have no idea. But here's the deal. Here's the deal is GiveMeTheVin.com said, you know what? We like that. And nobody throws more shade and is more inappropriate than John Clay Wolf. If you ever heard his show on Saturday mornings right here on ESPN 97.5, GiveMeTheVin.com. Well, they're going to sponsor Throw Shade Thursday now. Got a little sponsorship on there. That makes it legit, okay? Now we've reached the big time with Throw Shade Thursday. How about that, Warehouse? Congratulations. But here's the deal. GiveMeTheVin.com is where you, my friends, are going to be able to go and get the right price for your car. It doesn't make any sense not to go to GiveMeTheVin.com. If you're going to sell your vehicle, take it over to Texas Direct Auto, take it over to CarMax, and you've got in hand, well, this is what John Clay Wolf at GiveMeTheVin.com is going to give me. And they're going to go, oh, we can't match that. Sorry, we can't match that. And if they do match, or better it, if they better it, and John Clay Wolf says, well, I can't go any lower, then he'll send you $100. And listen, even if you are armed with this information, at least be armed with this information so that you don't sell your car for less than you have to take. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This thing is old, but I don't know why it was going around yesterday. Mike Tyson interview. He was promoting his one-man show. Or whatever, and the dude said, you know, you're a convicted rapist, and Mike Tyson just went off on the dude on live TV, dropping F-bombs, POS, all this stuff. So I don't know. Why was it making rounds yesterday, I wonder? Because that thing's been around for a while.
Because Raheel sent it to us.
Raheel sent it to us?
Yeah.
I saw Ian. Ian sent it out. Ian was duped again. It's not hard, though, to dupe Ian. 7378. You got the Cam lovers. My God. Don't be talking bad about Cam. All right. You better watch
Cam,
yourself.
Cam Newton's not elite.
They're coming. People, now he said, you know what?
It's the same guy.
He's threatening to call the blitz and tell him that you're talking trash about him.
That's pretty funny. It's the same guy. What do you mean, Cam lovers? There's one guy, Eric, and there's another guy. But I don't throw the word elite around. I never have. I don't like elite is a phrase that should be held for the.
You said Kelvin Benjamin is elite
of the best, the best of the best.
Well, we know Cam made Kelvin Benjamin because he's been trash since he left Cam.
Kelvin Benjamin,
he just got really lazy.
Well, he got fat too. Kelvin Benjamin had two good seasons. His first two seasons, they were, you know, they were with Cam.
Yeah,
Steve Smith had good season with Cam. Greg Olsen had good seasons with Cam. Really good seasons. It's not even worth talking about. Cam Newton has been has been an inconsistent quarterback with good seasons and subpar seasons. He has not performed consistently over a three-year span. I don't think in any not as a passer. He's been very good as a runner, and that, you know, and that does matter. As a passer, he's failed to show any consistency over a three. Like, he can't put three good seasons together. His decision-making has not improved. It stayed where it is. So he'll get you some touchdowns with passing and running when you combine them, but the turnovers are a little bit of a disappointment for Cam. He got him to a Super Bowl, and he won an MVP. That does matter. But I think when it's all said and done, and the tale is written on Cam Newton, at no point has he been an elite quarterback. He had to be elite. It can't be a one-year elite. There's no such thing as one-year elite. If you're elite, that is a commentary on who you are as a player. And for this guy to say, yes, I've watched him play every game, that's why it's amazing that someone in your position won't call him elite. Do you think Cam Newton is an elite quarterback?
Well, I don't know.
His career?
You're a journeyman. I don't know.
He's got 187 touchdowns of like 100 and whatever it is, 140 intercept.
No, it's not 187 and 140.
It's 187 to 100 and something. Yeah.
Well, that's not elite. No. But he's got all garbage receivers, so he never had a receiver. He's never had, actually.
Not throw interceptions?
He's got a bunch of Sammy Coates. Is Sammy Coates over there now?
Might be.
Did they pick up Sammy Coates?
Might be.
Mike wants to talk about Cam. You know what? It's the Cam Newton show here.
We can get it off that if y'all want.
Yeah, I'd like to, but let's get Mike in here. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I was asking, okay, this is what I want to know. What's the difference between Cam Newton and Aaron Rodgers? Why does Aaron Rodgers continue to get a pass?
A pass?
He went 400 some passes without throwing an interception. Cam is 24-13 this year.
Okay, that's a good point.
It's not even remotely close.
Are there nine quarterbacks in the NFL that you would take over Cam Newton?
100%. It's
yes,
not even close.
Yes, yes, yes.
I should go right now. Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson. We'll go Aaron Rodgers. We will go Jared Goff. I will go Pat Mahomes. Let's see.
Ben.
I'm going through right now. Ben Roethlisberger. No one else.
Philip Rivers, did you mention? Andrew Luck, you mention?
Philip Rivers, Andrew Luck. There's nine.
But I mean, you would take Jared Goff after one good season over Cam Newton?
Yeah, because Cam's not playing well.
Drew Brees,
Drew
Brees? How about Carson Wentz?
Yeah, you're asking who I would take right now. Cam has not been very good passing the football for three straight years now.
Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz.
He can't stay on the field.
I didn't mention Carson Wentz.
Well, he got his knee, and then he broke his back in the end of the season.
But I didn't mention Carson Wentz intentionally because of the reasons you're mentioning. But I got to 10 without really trying. And it's 9 for sure, even if you keep Goff out. But frankly, Goff's trajectory is more upward than Cam. I mean, Cam, since he had his 15-1 season, Cam has not taken care of the football at all. It's too many interceptions, too many incompletions.
But I mean,
he's
in that
just
last
not accurate.
Game, you could see he's clearly hurt.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would agree, clearly. But that's how he plays. No, I would agree with you. I think Cam is hurt, and I think the way he plays gets him hurt. But he's bigger, he's tougher, he's stronger. I think right now, though, just based on your question, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, there's no comparison between Rodgers and Cam from a consistency standpoint. The big problem I have with Cam, started off hot, then wasn't very good for a couple of years. Then was better, then had a down year. Then had an MVP season, and then hasn't really been consistent for three straight years. I can't get any consistency out of Cam Newton as a quarterback. And to take it off of Cam for a second, because I for whatever reason, it's turning into a Cam fest. But to take it off of him, when we start talking about our quarterback, Deshaun Watson, one of the things that I pointed out in my article and on the radio the other day is, Deshaun Watson, this is very important to me. Deshaun Watson had 8 interceptions last year in 6.5 games. Not good. His interception number was high. We glossed over it because he had 19 touchdowns. This year, his touchdown total is down relative to what his pace was last year, which was impossible to maintain. But his interception pace is way down. He has 9 interceptions right now through 14 games. 9 through 14. Man, that is a major. We can talk about him hanging onto the ball. You know what he's not doing? Giving the other team the ball and flipping the field, and turning into points the other way. And that's something that Cam and his whole career. Eli Manning, Cam Newton, Jameis Winston. Those are three guys right there who can't stop throwing interceptions. I got to check Jameis. Eli's been terrible his whole year. Just interception factory. Can't stop. Go look at Eli Manning. You'll be shocked how many interceptions he has. Cam Newton, way too many interceptions relative to touchdowns. You got to have more touchdowns. That's like assist to turnover to me. I want a 3-to-1 assist to turnover. You need to have 3-to-1 assist to turnover. For my quarterbacks, I want my quarterbacks to be 3-to-1. Worst case scenario, 3-to-1 turnover to quarterback. I shouldn't say worst case scenario. I think that is a baseline. And Deshaun's not there yet, but he's getting close.
Eli, 357 touchdowns, 237 interceptions.
That's a ton.
You should be at least 2-to-1. At least 2-to-1 if you're going to be an elite quarterback.
And he never got better in that area. And Cam has never gotten better taking care of the football.
No. Double-digit interceptions every year. Except Eli, his first year.
It's astonishing how
and
many interceptions.
27 one year.
I can't do the Eli Manning.
20.
Yeah, the Eli Manning Hall of Fame thing. I'm not doing it. Y'all can put him in. I'm not going to be there.
If he doesn't throw another pass, he'll have 9 this year, which will tie his low his rookie year. And he only played 9 games. Yeah, unbelievable his interception numbers.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You don't get better at all during your career. That's why I don't buy into the Eli. I don't care about his lucky ass Super Bowls. Eli's, I'm not attending that Super Bowl. If he gets in the Hall of Fame, I will not attend. I will not watch. I will not talk about it. I will not be any part of Eli Manning Hall of Fame talk. I'm not doing it.
You're boycotting.
Yep.
Does the league know this?
It's going to be pretty difficult.
Cam Newton has definitely been a better quarterback than Eli Manning.
It's going to be difficult for you considering your journeyman status. You're probably going to be in New York doing a show at the time. So
yeah,
a little harder.
Well, you don't know where you'll be. You could be in Colorado Springs.
Make that check.
You don't know.
Go right.
You don't know where you'll be. 713-780-3776. Let's talk about Prime Social. Oh, by the way, did you see the list of every other Friday we're going to be there?
I like that.
Yeah, I know.
That's why all I'm trying to do right now is get caught up on my draft pick, guys. Because once I'm caught up, I'll work Saturday and Sunday to go to Prime on Friday.
Yeah,
there ain't no doubt about that.
Well, your wife won't be happy about that.
I don't care. You're
going to play poker then. But
kids are being, she's got the stuff to do.
Okay.
And you know what she, you know what she loves? Let me tell you what she never complains about. This phone call. Hey, cashed out. $785.
Yep.
I've never heard her complain.
Not one
it's
time.
It's weird.
Not one time.
Hey, 860 cashed out. I was number 5. I was number 4 chip leader.
You're ruining it by telling her the real number. You never do that.
Well,
that's
okay. I'm exaggerating. I don't like. Hey, we won 400. You're
picked
right.
up another 250. What?
Yeah, ain't never lying on
my
that.
My number is always a couple hundred. Either I won,
I'm the same,
or I lost.
I'm the same.
So here's the deal. Is, listen, so nice, such a, the best facility, you'll feel safe, you will love, there's action all the time. Open from Thursday morning till Monday morning. And the plan is that it will never close. The food is great, the atmosphere is great, it is the place to play poker. Everybody else is trailing and by far. So you're looking for a place to play, it is Prime Social. 7801 Westheimer. Come on, get there, join. It's the most fun you'll have. You don't have to travel all the way to Lake Charles. You got it right here at 7801 Westheimer.
Blue and Red Rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so we've got the internet is being ugly. This time to Deion Waiters.
What happened?
Is Deion's not with your Heat still, is he, Del?
Yeah.
Is he elite?
Tell. No, he's
what?
Not.
No.
Is he elite?
Tell. Tell John about what's going on right now with Dion Waiters.
Waiters. What do you mean what's going on?
I mean, not Waiters. Dion Waiters.
He got really fat for a basketball player.
He did last year.
Yeah.
I noticed. I'm like, what?
Then he got hurt again. Well, he had surgery, so he hasn't played since, I don't know, early last year. He's just starting to work out, and I know he's lost about 15 pounds. Has he done something else now?
Well, no. He looked overweight in Miami Heat's media day photos and was mocked online for his weight gain. The Heat guard saw the comments and did not appreciate him. I guess he's just running into him. Because this just came out. So he must have just seen some of them. You know, people comment online and he saw him. He goes, I don't do it for the internet. Waiter said in a feature for SI by Rohan Nadkarni. He goes, F it. Some people live for that bleep. It's one big a-hole circus. I could have been posting pictures this whole time. I won't be their clown. I don't play for social media. That's coward bleep. Waiters not played since December 22nd last year, though he has been cleared for contact. Now that his body is better, he's probably in much better shape and won't have to worry about the haters and ugly criticism from the internet trolls unless he has another bizarre food episode, which I don't know what that is. But basically, he hurt his foot. Now, you can understand this, right? He hurt his foot. He couldn't move around. He probably likes to eat a little bit. He probably likes to eat food that's not great for him.
Right.
If you can't work out, that's going to happen.
Here's the comments. Me and Dion Waiters on that same offseason diet, except his bank account is full. Dion Waiters thick. WTF. Dion Waiters playing at 275. Dion Waiters was talking all about how the Miami Heat got him in shape, and a year and a half later, he looks like a meatball. Much like Dion Waiters, I've gotten fat over the past year. Poor Dion Waiters. He does look thick.
Listen to this.
So, Dell, he's lost some of it?
Let me see.
Yeah, his highest, he was at about almost 240. And now, since he's been actually able to move, allegedly he's about 225 or so now.
225. Wow.
At 6'4". So.
Dude, he was probably 250 something.
Yeah.
So he's got the James Harden gene in him.
Yeah, he always had the barrel chest. Like he you know.
Right.
It was like
Rockets got him tonight. Oh, let's take
he's
a look.
He's not playing.
No, he's not playing.
Gordon's
no, but
not
I want to
playing.
See. I know he got Miami tonight.
Listen to this.
You're going to see Justice Winslow as your starting point guard tonight.
Listen. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Rockets are 3.5 point favorites. Who do you like?
Probably the Rockets. Miami's played a lot better recently. They went on the road trip. Actually, they've had a lot of time off, which might be bad because they haven't played in about 4 or 5 days. But they come off 4-2 road trip. But they're shorthanded. Goran's not going to play. But if you like Justice Winslow and you're from this city, you're going to see him start at point guard.
So how about this? This is from 2017. This is how you know that he's probably going to beef up after he's done playing for 100%. The Heat did not have a game they wanted to in a 110-104 loss to the Atlanta Hawks on Monday. This is 2017. For Dion Waiters, some spaghetti may be to blame. Waiters said he threw up 8 times on Sunday night because of some bad spaghetti he ate. Now, I never heard of bad spaghetti. He says the issues continued during the game against the Hawks as he had to vomit after the first quarter. Despite his seeming case of food poisoning, Waiters still managed to play 36 minutes and score 23. That's not bad at all. At least the food issues didn't cost him a game, blah, blah, blah. And it got me to thinking, y'all say that that's the case, but Dion may have just ate so much like a kid sometime or a dog can eat so much. Like, actually, I did it one time in New Orleans, too. Why am I saying kids and dogs? Humans. College students. I ate so much one time because we got a little bit drunk. That happens sometimes in New Orleans. And I remember at night, we had eaten something before. And this is when I was in great shape and all that. But I had a dinner at my mom and dad's house. Then we went and had it hit the breakfast bar at Shoney's. Because it was late at night and because that's what you do. Then some place was open that had a banana cream pie, mini banana cream pies. And me and my buddy Joe sat on the sidewalk because sometimes when you're drunk, you just will eat whatever food with your hands. I don't know if you know this or not. Sometimes you just shovel food into your mouth. And
I don't recall.
Yeah.
But I don't recall anything.
I had so much to eat that I made myself throw up. And I'm wondering if Dion Waiters got
Didn't have anything to do with the pasta, though. I
think Dion Waiters
denigrating and bringing pasta into this Dion waiters.
No, he ate too much. Yeah. That's probably what happened is he ate. Don't blame it on the pasta.
No, don't blame it on the pasta.
I've been there, Dion. If I kept feeding my, if my kids could just keep eating the same thing that they want over and over. I've seen one of my kids, Mason, eat so much that he actually snacks did it this year. We thought he had a stomach virus. I found out how much he ate. He ate so much he made himself throw up.
That's a good thing, though. I mean, you got to learn where your
boundaries are.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, push the limits.
You ever,
you know what? The kid's going to be successful in life. He pushes the limits.
I don't know that that's the limit you want to push.
Yeah.
Eat until you throw up?
Eat until you throw up.
That sounds like excess.
Well, yeah.
Drink until you throw up? Is that successful?
Make money until you throw up. How's that?
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I've never heard of anyone like, I've never heard of Tillman Fertitta going, Tillman, what's wrong?
No.
I just made a sale for $1.2 billion.
It's an analogy. You make so much money, you make yourself throw up with money.
Guys, I am super excited. I'm about to throw up. What's wrong, Drayton? I just got about $1 billion out of Jim Crane. And I'm keeping all the TV money. I barely had to pay anybody over the last 5 years. Except Carlos Lee. Making so much, I'm throwing up.
Yep.
I mean, I'm poor.
Yeah.
I don't have
any
money.
You got any money?
John, you had money, I'm poor. Why are you throwing up then, Drayton? Because I made a bunch of money. And you throw up if you make a bunch.
You throw up money. That's right.
$1 billion.
I'm all about that glory hole.
$1 billion seller.
No, that's a different one.
Maybe that was Jerry Drayton. Maybe that was Drayton.
Are you sure?
Maybe that's Drayton.
Drayton is not about the glory hole.
In Temple, we have a glory hole.
Nope. I'm all about that glory hole.
They do not have a glory hole in Temple.
I bet you there at some place in that city there is a glory hole.
I probably do.
Multiple ones.
Probably do. There's not much left.
Texas. A whole establishment.
Where are you from, League City?
I'm from Long Beach.
Nah. Claim your set, Dell.
I am.
Where are you from? Just like Marcus Peters said.
You know,
where are you from?
I don't ever
where
wear
are you from?
I never wear a League City hat.
LC? You don't
LB.
Can somebody get you an LC hat? Will you wear it?
No, I will never wear it.
Will you rep the league?
No.
What do y'all call
no
it? The city or the league?
I have no idea.
What do y'all call it?
I have no idea.
LC? Like, what do y'all say?
I'm assuming League City natives who were born there probably call it the LC.
The LC?
I have
Is
no idea.
Is that what you call it?
I've never said it before.
I'm guessing they say the league.
Did you see that there's a cop pulling... A non-cop pulling people over in the LC.
Yeah, you had the story.
Yeah, remember?
And
yeah,
I had to tell you guys it wasn't me.
Yeah. Remember that? We went through the description, and unfortunately it didn't match.
Yeah, I thought it was Raheel. It was you. That's right.
Yeah.
713-780-3776. 842 on ESPN 97.5.
We get back. We have to talk about the cool commissioner. Adam Silver's trying to be the cool dad commissioner.
Yeah, I know.
You see all the stuff? He's like, hey, guys, it's me. I'm Silver. I'm the cool guy.
Hey,
I'm the cool commissioner.
Who wants to smoke some weed? Let's go. Come on over.
Cool commissioner. You gambling? Weed? I got you.
I love
him.
Hey,
this is like watching the Deuce.
He's my favorite commissioner.
It's like watching the Deuce with Adam Silver, like 1979 New York.
Love Adam Silver.
Like, damn, Adam Silver's got... Y'all need brothels? No, we're good. We got IG models.
Wait.
We don't need this.
Who needs some rock cocaine? Anybody?
Too much. Too much, Adam.
So why don't you talk about Craig DeSerf?
My man,
he's done
Craig DeSerf. So I... Craig DeSerf, former bodybuilder. That's actually a true story. He will flex on you with... the guns, and with great prices, flexing on dealers all over the country. And he does this because in Angleton, one of the big advantages he has, and I know many of you are thinking, that's not an advantage. Craig didn't think it was an advantage either when he was considering going out there. He got out there and said, look, I'll do it as a courtesy. I'll show up and I'll talk to the owners. And then he realized on that trip, he said, Lance, it took me 10 minutes to realize this is a gold mine here because I can do what I want to do for the customers, which is higher trade-in value for your vehicle, which is lower prices right up front. You know, dealers in Houston have to have a certain amount that they have to make because they have high overhead. In Angleton, they don't have that high overhead. That's not a problem at all. And so they can pass it along to you in lower prices. And I know that sounds like a cliche, but it's really happening. The extra few miles you drive to Angleton could mean an extra few $1,000 in your pocket. Right now, they have amazing 0% finance offers on so many vehicles, including the Yukon in stock, that you don't want to miss out on this. Give yourself a Christmas present with a brand new SUV like a Chevy Suburban. Suburban or a Yukon, or maybe a Buick Enclave or a GMC Acadia crossover vehicle, or potentially a Chevy Silverado pickup truck, unless you're a GMC guy and you're getting the GMC Sierra pickup truck, quad cab, dual cab, whatever the cabs are. I don't even, you pickup guys know what I'm talking about. Head to Angleton, go to LanceZCars.com, 355 vehicles right now in stock waiting for you. It's LanceZCars.com. It's Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC.
Who?
He's talking about Jalen.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. What's the matter with Jalen's hairline?
It just looks a little different. Jalen, I believe, is one who adds little stuff to make it pop. Like, he'll add stuff.
The first time I saw Steve Harvey, I saw, like, I couldn't stop. Steve had a line drawn into his hairline on the top. Because we went to Steve Harvey concert. I love Steve. I mean, his stand-up comedy is so funny. And we're here in Houston. Rashawn Davis, I can't remember Rashawn's McDonald, I think. He was the manager. He's from here in Houston. And when we were 6'10", it was in 2000, 2001. And me and Chris Solis, my buddy Rodney Williams, we all went to, I think I told you this story before. We went to Steve Harvey. And primarily African American audience. I love the comedy. I mean, I grew up watching all the Def Jam stuff and loved it. And Monique was there. I wasn't really worried about Steve Harvey so much as Monique. We get our tickets, and this is the guy who's a manager for Steve Harvey. And I don't even know how I got a hold. I can't remember how it happened. So we're going and we're walking down the aisle. This is at Arena Theater, and it's like, man, we're still walking down. Like, man, this is close. Still walking. Ooh, these are good seats. Like, oh no. Oh no. Oh, front row.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Two white guys on a front row with Steve Harvey and, more importantly, Monique, which I was like, oh my God. This is not going to be good. First comedian came out, didn't say anything. Monique, of course, noticed us. Like, oh no. Oh. We got some white friends in the audience. Like, oh no, please don't let it be bad. Please don't let it be too bad. And it wasn't that bad. And then Steve Harvey made a crack, but it wasn't anything. And Steve was really funny. And I saw Steve afterwards and was telling him about, it came up about golf and that we have, he was talking about Tiger Woods and sports is what he wanted to talk about. Tiger was big. 2001. It was 2001, actually. So we're talking about Tiger. And I mentioned we had Dick Harmon on the show. We were doing Golf Hour, and that was Butch Harmon's brother. He goes, man, if there's any way I could meet Butch Harmon and have a chance to meet and talk to Tiger Woods, I would be eternally grateful. And I'm like, yeah, let me see if I can do that, which I didn't know how I was going to do that. I didn't have Steve Harvey's phone number. I said, you know, at the time you said, let me see if I can get you and Tiger together. Yeah. Do you think Steve Harvey's ever talked to Tiger Woods?
Yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah, by now.
This many years. That was in 2001.
Yeah.
Probably.
If Steve Harvey
works more than anybody on earth, I think.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, he does a radio show in the morning. When I was at 790, the two co-hosts he had were right in the studio right next to us. They would do it remotely.
Oh, and he's raking. Okay.
Oh, yeah. TV show.
Oh, dude. I
Family Feud.
On our number one show here, Fred and AJ, we're going over the list of hosts that make the most money.
Dude, he has a zillion shows.
Yeah. Judge Judy was number one by far.
That's terrible.
By far, I think. And Ellen was up there, and Steve Harvey was one of them.
Yeah.
Because he does so many things. Michael Strahan should be in that neighborhood now.
I would think so. He's
unbelievable. Let's get Brian in here. He wants to talk about J.J. Watt and Aaron Rodgers. What do you say, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to talk about, I want to preface it with, I'm a huge fan of both. I think they're incredible. But you always hear a few years back when Watt had the multi 20-plus sack seasons, people would say, oh, well, his stats were padded because of Bortles, you know, and trash division. What is the difference in, just for argument's sake, if someone were to say that about Aaron Rodgers? Because his division hasn't been that great, but now that you're seeing the teams improve, you know, look where they're at. And at the same time, what's the difference in postseason accolades in Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco if you really look at it? I'll hang up and listen.
Postseason accolades, like all pro appearances?
Because
it's a big, one.
Yeah, it's a big difference. No, postseason accolades, he and Joe Flacco, they both had one great run.
Is that the difference? Joe's been good other than so Aaron has not played well in playoffs? I'm asking. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking.
You'd have to look at his playoff numbers.
I'm looking right
now. They've been to the playoffs.
16 starts. You know what, though? Wait a minute. No, that's rushing. Where's playoff passing?
Rushing. I don't think those numbers are going to be all that great.
Where's playoff passing? There it is. He's 9-7 in the playoffs, 36 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. I guess that's bad. 7.5 yards per attempt, completed 63.5% percent of his passes. Wasn't there in 2017, won't be there in 2018. He's been to the playoffs. He had a run of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, if you count. Man, no, I'm not counting 2007. He was there, but. So, yeah, so eight times, eight straight years. So that record was broken last year. How is he, Joe Flacco?
No. I guess his postseason, they both had one postseason. That's what I guess what he was referencing.
He's been to two Super Bowls, right?
Okay.
Has he been to two or one?
But I don't understand. One. Did we start it with J.J. Watt and then we went to, okay, division. I don't care. Look at Tom Brady's division.
You play eight. You play six games.
If anybody, you're going to make a case for
Tom Brady.
Oh, it weakens their Hall of Fame. All their numbers. It's Tom Brady.
Yeah. And anyway, if you're the top team, you play top teams from other divisions anyway because your schedule is going to be harder, and you only play six of your 16 games are against those teammates. Anybody who's trying to make this is the second person who's trying to make a case against Aaron Rodgers. I feel like that's a really poor decision. I don't feel like that's a very good person to go after.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers, multi-year All-Pro, not just Pro Bowler. All-Pro.
How about this week, Leroy Butler called him out.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Well, I think Leroy Butler. To be honest with you, I think that's because Leroy Butler not a big fan of how the whole head coach thing went down, because everyone knows that Aaron's got a lot of pull over there.
Yeah.
And Aaron and the head coach didn't get along. But then again, maybe he's saying, look, he was also a Brett Favre guy. So maybe he's saying, you want to be considered one of the all-time greats? Step your game up.
And you know what? And Brett Favre never shied away from speaking of journeyman, I was thinking, who did you mention, Adele, when Lance was talking?
Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon was really just a Viking and a Raider.
No, he was for the Chiefs too. As well.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Brett Favre.
Case Keenum.
That's a Hall of Famer.
He's not a journeyman.
Oh, really?
He was a journeyman at
Packers, Jets,
career.
Vikings?
No, Jets, Vikings were two of his last 3 years. That was it.
That's all.
That's not journeyman.
That's journeyman. He's a journeyman. Okay.
Let's take a look at Joe Flacco's playoff numbers. I hear they're just like Aaron Rodgers. That's what the internet just told me.
No, the internet didn't say that. The caller said,
you know what? Not bad. Not bad. 25 touchdowns and 10 interceptions.
Okay.
That's not bad. Aaron Rodgers, 36 and 10. Actually, Flacco's is better than I expected. He's been in a playoff six times. He's 10-5. Aaron Rodgers, 9-7.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
No.
Joe Flacco's not too bad. Yards per attempt is slightly below Aaron Rodgers, 7-5 to 7-2. But actually, Flacco is not
Flacco got
terrible.
He got to play the Texans, though, in all fairness. So that should take away from him, from what he did. No, listen, who you play, especially when you have a long career. Now, JJ, the only issue for JJ, and JJ's had a bounce back year now, so he'll have four really, really, really good years under his belt, which will help his Hall of Fame. Was JJ a Hall of Famer? Probably.
Three DPOIs.
If Terrell Davis and Gale Sayers are Hall of Famers, then you look at JJ and probably go, yeah, he is too. I mean, MVP, defensive MVPs. But he needed this. Do you know what JJ needed this year? To validate. Yeah, I really do.
To validate three defensive player of the year?
No, so the only argument against him isn't, well, it was too short. Because you actually could make that argument. Dude, he had three, four really good. Now he's added another one.
But I feel like that was if you make that argument against, like, Earl Campbell was short. It was like four seasons.
Well, Gale Sayers was.
Yeah. That was cut way short.
Yeah. Terrell Davis. He was,
this is the most dominant stretch of 5 years that anyone had ever seen defensively. I don't feel like that's.
I mean, Lawrence Taylor.
Go look at him. Go look at the two of them with every defensive stat. He's even better. I wrote a whole article about it. It's amazing what J.J. Watt did.
Yeah.
Tackles for losses, batted passes, interceptions, forced fumbles.
Agreed. I know. Listen, agreed. But the argument against him, you know, if you do make an argument, and those Hall of Fame voters, that John McClain's going to go and he's going to make his presentation before all those guys, some of them might go, well, it was kind of short.
No chance they'd say that about J.J. Watt. No chance. They wouldn't say that.
Hall of Fame voters?
Yeah. No. They're letting Eli Manning in. What?
Well, Eli's
getting
that.
Yes, he is.
You don't know that.
You know it just like I do. Eli Manning's getting in, and he's average. And they let average quarterbacks
in. He's in the Hall of very good. He's not.
He's getting in. He won two Super Bowls. He's in.
No.
You can't fight it.
No.
We participation trophy the Hall of Fame now, so that's fine.
Can you fight Men's T Clinic?
Why would I want to?
Well, you get enough testosterone.
Why would I want to? They're the ones that give me my energy level. I'm up here last night still watching tape at 9:30. I had a 14-hour day yesterday. And you know what? This is not a coincidence. On Monday, I had my treatment for testosterone, and it's that level of energy that you get every single week. And a 14-hour day is not as big a deal. Going and working out after you get home after a hard day of work and you go out there and grind on the weights and you go get your run in or you do whatever you're doing. That's not going to surprise you. It may surprise you right now that you can do it, but you're going to find out when your testosterone level is right, that's what you can do. And frankly, that's what you did when you were in your 20s and 30s. Get that you back. Get back to being the real you. Don't let your age or a lower testosterone get you down. Get back to being the real you. Go live that life on the weekend. Live your best life. Don't be a couch potato. Get out and do things. Have the energy, the desire, the drive right there at the workplace. If libido is an issue, maybe this is one of the causes of it. Get back to being that real you as well. Anything that involves your quality of life suffering because you just don't feel like the same person, then make sure you get it checked out with Men's T Clinic. There's four locations in Houston, so it's easy to get to. Pearland, Pasadena, Cypress, and the Heights. None right now in the city or the league, whatever y'all call it, Dale, but we're working on it. We'll see if we can get one out there. It's menstclinic.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.